Om Namah Shivaya, Namaste, and Hi. Welcome to the Amrita Gokula podcast. This podcast is connected to the Amrita Gokula blog at amritagokula.wordpress.com. Amrita Gokula is spelled AmritaGokula. Amrita Gokula is the name of the cowshed here at the Amritapuri Ashram. The cowshed is located in the state of Kerala in India. The cows are mostly native Indian cows. Some of the cowshed volunteer workers help in the production of the blog and this podcast. The Amrita Gokula blog covers topics in Ayurveda, traditional Indian healing remedies, organic farming, and spiritual lifestyle. We also post about the Indian, Hindu, Sanatana Dharma spiritual traditions and stories from the Amrita Gokula cowshed. Amritapuri is the home ashram for Her Holiness Sri Mata Amritanandamayi Devi, also known as the Hugging Saint and also known as Amma. Amma is just the Kerala word for mother. Amma travels all over the world, offering love, wisdom, and lots of hugs. And she's in charge of a vast network of charitable activities in India and around the world. A few years ago, Amma requested that some native Indian cows be cared for at Amritapuri. The cows are raised in the traditional way with organic grass and feeds. If you have any questions, just email us at amritagokula@gmail.com.
Welcome to Amrita Gokula.
Now here is blog post number one, read by one of the kids here at Amritapuri Ashram. The title is Amrita Gokula and the Krishna Cows.
My name is Gopi and I am 10 and a half year old. I live with my parents and sister in Bangalore. During school vacations, I love to visit Amritapuri and I spend most of my time with the Amrita Krishna Cows. These cows are the native cows of India. They are small in size, more like deer. Raja, the boss of the cowshed, says they are the same kind of cows that Sri Krishna tended 5,000 years ago. I am comfortable with these small cows because they are only just a little bit bigger than me. Raja says in the old days, each family would have one or two small cows for their own needs. These cows give just 1 liter of milk per day. So one cow for one family, one farm, 1 acre of land. The cows eat the kitchen waste and graze for all for free. The cows was like a family member and the cowshed was just another room of the house. The cow gave milk for drinking and urine and dung to spread on the field for good crops. Raja lives in the cowshed here, so the cows probably thinks he is a part of their family.
That's the end of blog post number one. Now here's blog post number two, entitled Sun Rays on the Cow's Hump.
One fine morning, I led our pitch black cow Yamuna out to graze. I tied her to an iron road in the ground where she had a pitch of shade to lie down in, out of the hot sun. But I was surprised to see that Yamuna avoided the shade. She walked right out of the shade and stood facing the full sun. I went back to the cowshed and pulled Raja out to show him. He said, "She is sucking. The farm rays through her hump and passing the heat down her spine to her whole body. Only humped cows can do this. This is why she is facing the sun." I realized that then that I had not thought much about the hump. It looks very natural on these small cows. Yamuna stood for more than 1 hour in the blazing hot sun. Maybe she uses the sun's energy for the health of the baby in her belly. Also, the healing properties of the milk of the small cows depend on the role of the hump. Raja says small cow's milk fetches a fancy price in shops in the city, and Ayurvedic medicines put a high value on many, many healing properties of the milk of the native cows. We also have Western cows at Amritapuri. They have no humps and they got straight for the shade. The big cows also produce much more milk, but it does not seem to be as nutritious or powerful as their little cousin's milk.
Be nice to all the cows.
Please rate and review us on iTunes or wherever you get your podcast. Your rating and review will help us inspire more people to live a healthy spiritual lifestyle. That's our episode for today. Thanks for listening. Visit our blog at amritagokula.wordpress.com. Please see the show notes for references and related websites. Our podcast is at amritagokula.podomatic.com. Thanks to Dexter Britton for the wonderful Creative Commons music used in this podcast. Go to dexterbritton.com to learn more. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions, email us at amritagokula@gmail.com. We would love to hear from you. Also, share about our podcast and blog with all your friends. Thanks. May all beings in all the worlds be well and happy. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.